Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, the good news is it's Friday. You heard me. Don't be confused. It's just our weekly holiday. The funnest day of the week. Kill it. Hey, yesterday, late in the day for us at 9:45, when we were done talking about stuff.
A.M.
Right, right, exactly, 9:45 in the morning. Too late for us to come on the air with it. We got some news from Instagram that they were going to go back to chronological order. That is not completely true.
What?
I know. I'll give you details on that in a second. But basically, they're going a little bit toward that, but still going to have their little algorithms in place. I guess there's going to be a new posts button. So if you want, if every time you go on there, you feel like you're caught up, you can just look at new posts. And I guess that'll be the latest stuff that went
up there. Is it on
there
right now?
I looked. I don't see it. I was ready to, you know, take all the credit for getting it back to chronological order, which is the way it's going to be. But that's apparently not the case. I'll give you the whole breakdown in a second. All right. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Oakland A's. Baseball is back opening day and night with the A's. Check out athletics.com/green today. Instagram is changing its news feed so that it prioritizes new posts. They're talking about how much criticism. Apparently, I wasn't the only one bitching about it. They said they listened to everyone's feedback. They're making changes to ensure that newer posts are more likely to appear first in your feed. With these changes, your feed will feel more fresh. And you won't miss the moments that you care about. So they're saying they're also going to change the way that they refresh to show new posts. Sometimes the app automatically refreshes and throws people up to the top of the feed. That's no longer going to happen. And instead, people will have to press on a new post button. Did you say this has taken effect today? Because it definitely isn't.
I was looking at an article that said that, but I don't see it on my Instagram app. Does it say where that new post button is?
It doesn't.
I feel like I'm used to it the way it is. Can it stay?
No. Oh, my God. Because then I can look at it once a day and scroll down until I get to something that I've already seen. And then I'm like, I'm up to date. That's what I want.
Don't you do that now?
No, because now I scroll down. I see things from 4 days ago that I clearly missed. And then I'm scrolling, you know.
That's
then,
no good.
Then halfway, you know, halfway to nowhere, halfway to China, as I'm scrolling down, I see something from 20 minutes ago. I'm like, okay, so you couldn't put that at the top of my feed. I have to search for new posts.
Whatever, you're driving down the road anyway. What else you doing?
Not doing that while I'm driving.
No, you're not Instagramming while you drive?
Absolutely
okay, sure.
Not.
No one does that.
Only you.
I don't do that.
Oh, really?
Oh,
you're the one guy that doesn't? Instagram removed the chronological feed back in 2016. A move it claimed was aimed at ensuring people saw the most relevant posts. But users have been angry. That's right. I have ever since, claiming the changes mean they miss important updates. So turn on post notifications so their posts wouldn't be missed. They wanted everybody to turn on their notifications. That's what it was.
I don't have Do you have notifications?
I do not. Not for Instagram.
Me neither.
No, and I wouldn't do it. And that was so they were trying to trick people is what it sounds like. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe it'll go back to chronological, but it sounds like they've still got some algorithm in place. But if I can hit new posts and see the new stuff, and every time I go there, I can hit that, then I'll be reasonably. I'll never be happy,
right.
But I'll be happier. Be reasonably happy. So,
Alice just posted it's National Puppy Day.
Oh, today's National Puppy Day?
Yeah,
it's an everyday National Puppy Day.
Yes. Mm.
And if you're following us on Instagram, if you're following Alice973, please follow all of us individually. We're super jealous that Alice has so many more followers than we all do as individuals. Uh-huh. We feel like we're worth it. We're worth your time. You can find Alice follows all of us, so you can find us in that list or just go to RadioAlice.com. I think there's a whole list of everybody's Instagram addresses. last year, some hot cops went viral.
Oh, the guy in the Castro?
No, this is not the Castro
Chicks?
Guy.
Chicks?
No, good. All dudes. Uh-huh. This was in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. This was Hurricane Irma back in September. Basically, these guys just went nuts on the internet just for being hot and helping people. You know, so as people were taking pictures of first responders coming in and people coming
all right.
to help and
That's
rescue
nice.
People, helping people on the ground, people were less impressed by their help efforts and more impressed by their hunk efforts.
Got it.
They were hunks. Unfortunately, one of the dudes, his name is Michael Hamill, he wound up having to resign after his anti-Semitic Facebook posts were uncovered.
Hmm.
He wasn't the hottest one, though, so it's okay. It's not as much of a tragedy
okay.
as you think. The really hot one. These other two were just sort of Klingons to this guy. His name was Daniel Rengering.
What did he do?
He's a
bad person, too, though?
No.
Oh, he's okay.
He apparently, they looked at his Facebook, and there were no anti-Semitic posts or
Thank
other
goodness.
Things that would, you know, make
Does
him have to quit the force.
Does he wear purple bikini briefs, though?
You know, I will say that I've seen this guy, and I've seen, and he is a good-looking dude.
Right.
But I've never gone further than seeing the posts of him helping people. So I'm
Got
sorry
it.
To say that I cannot report with any degree of knowledge on what he's wearing for underpants.
Got it.
Although I will know soon. He's going to be on Survivor next season.
Oh,
yeah.
They do dress them in underwear, don't they? They have to be doing that on purpose.
It does seem like if you had an option to put on a bathing suit, you'd do that. But these guys are all wearing those boy shorts.
Yeah, I could live in surf trunks. And for some reason, these boys keep putting on their underpants.
And showing staying, all their stuff,
and
too.
And staying in them.
There was one shot of one of the guy, Bradley, I think his name is. He's sitting sideways with his legs up. And all his junk is just in a little pouch between his legs. I was like, I don't need to see that. And those underwear get filthy. They look like they're wearing just like dirt around
gross,
their area.
Yeah.
So this guy's name is Daniel Rengering. He's from Gainesville, Florida, and he's taking a leave of absence to appear on the next season of Survivor, which is about to start production. His patrol job will be there for him if and when he returns.
Oh, here's that's nice.
Here's a shot of him where he's got Matthew 5:9. Is that a famous thing? Woman?
Oh, that's my favorite. Okay.
Matthew quote?
Reading.
Or whatever, Matthew verse.
Verse.
What's the verse? Matthew 5 what?
5:9, I think it looks like. It's backwards in a mirror, so I had to figure out what it was. I was like, oh, great, he's a Jesus freak.
5:9.
Well, yeah, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. So that's super famous. That's from the Sermon on the Mount.
Beautifully
okay.
done.
Great.
Thank you.
So Thank he you. Is going, if he wants to come back, if he doesn't go to Hollywood and get famous after
yeah.
he's on Survivor, he can have his patrol job back. He's cute.
Oh, well, he's got guns, that's
yeah,
for sure.
He does.
Look at him.
Yeah, oh, there he is in the gym working out. I mean, he is a hot cop. So he was approached by Survivor producers about 6 months ago, right after Hot Cop took off, and he agreed to be a contestant. He's getting paid. I don't know if they all get paid, but he's getting 10 grand and up to $1 million, obviously, if he wins. He's flying out to Fiji to start filming season 37 by the end of this week.
Maybe there's a theme.
Oh, maybe there is.
So this might very well be like first responders or
sure.
public servants
oh.
or something like that.
Well, they have been theming it out.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense.
Sure, absolutely. Even that heroes, helpers, and highballers. I can't remember what the third H was.
You always hear, in fact, we have Adam Ferreira coming on, who I know from Rescue Me, but you always saw on that show, Rescue Me, that police and firemen, while they work together, you know, to be heroes,
absolutely.
They compete with each other all the time. So maybe that's what they're up to.
Oh.
On Survivor is a police, fireman, woman, person thing.
That's interesting.
Well, I don't know. But I don't know why else you'd pay this guy.
Yeah. Unless everybody gets a certain amount of money just to leave their life
maybe
behind.
Maybe it's civil servant stuff. Like,
yeah.
Listen, we know that you... Here's some cash.
Here's some cash to cover your rent back home while you're gone. Yeah, so anyway, just one more reason to look forward to the next season of Survivor.
Cool.
This season, you know, it's a good season. It's fine. I like some of the people. They've really effed up the whole Ghost Island.
Don't you?
Thing.
Oh, I agree, but don't you? They've had great shows just because Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Last Wednesday sucked. It's a good season.
Didn't even suck. It was just kind of boring.
It sucked. Yeah, it was boring. It sucked. Compared to the high level they've been delivering, each, whatever you call that, tribal, that tribal was telegraphed long in advance and boring.
Yeah.
What's worse, this season of Survivor or The Walking Dead?
The Walking Dead. Survivor's the best show on TV. Anyone not watching it is crazy.
God.
That's not what that
She'll
wasn't
be here
a joke.
All week, everyone.
No, I'm done today. The rest of this week, I'm not going to be here. Speaking of heroes, we go from hot cop to a terrible tragedy this morning.
What happened?
A firefighter was killed in a movie set blaze. This happened in Harlem. So last night, it looks like by early morning, we were getting this news. It's a building on the set of a Bruce Willis, Ed Norton movie. Cost a firefighter his life last night. In Harlem, 5-alarm fire broke out just before 11 p.m. Norton is directing and co-starring with Willis in Motherless Brooklyn. The production crew actually called in the blaze, which started in the basement of the building where they were shooting. New York Fire Department was out in full force. 44 fire trucks, 200 firefighters battled the inferno before knocking it down early Friday morning. One firefighter by the name of Michael Davidson was killed, and five other people suffered injuries. It's a pretty massive blaze. And, you know, the buildings there are all attached to each other. So I don't know why they needed 44 trucks, but I guess just in case anything. It looks like it would automatically spread to the next house. It's right there in between two houses. The film's producer said, as soon as we noticed smoke coming up into the set, our crew immediately alerted the fire department, began alerting residents of the building, even as we evacuated our cast and crew. They sent condolences to the firefighter's family, thanked the New York Fire Department, saying, we watched firsthand with astonishment as they charged into the smoke to make sure all were safely out and then fought to contain the blaze and prevent it from spreading. Here's a shot. This is just last night as the fire was in full swing.
Do you want to know the plot of this film?
So rest in peace, Michael Davidson. Yeah, what's
the
plot?
It's interesting. It's set in 1950s New York. Follows Lionel, who's played by Ed Norton, a private detective who's got Tourette syndrome.
Oh.
And he's trying to solve the murder of his mentor, who's played by Bruce Willis.
Hmm. Oh. 1950s, they didn't know about Tourette's. They just thought you were yelling stuff. I think it can be tics and stuff, too. That's interesting. Well, I mean, this was obviously going to...
1950s New York, that gets you punched square in the face, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see lots of that.
Right. And 1950s detective stuff. That's you know, when the lady walks in and she's, I want you to solve the murder of my husband. Yeah, lady, wow.
This dame walks into my office.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you.
That's funny.
She was wearing high heels and a slutty fishnet stocking.
Really?
She had a cigarette in her mouth, and I could tell she was up to no good.
Yeah, that sounds like I could tell she was up to no good.
She was trouble.
Yeah.
From the minute I laid eyes on her.
With a capital T.
I walked over to my bar and poured myself a whiskey, sat right down, and listened to her yap.
Oh, man, I can picture the office. Right. The fogged out window with the letters backward on it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
By the way, Tourette's was first diagnosed in...
1857.
1885.
Oh, funny.
French neurologist.
And so Tourette's was the name of the guy who diagnosed it?
It's, you know, I was thinking that was going to be the case, but the guy's name is George. George Gilles. Gilles. G-I-L.
Gilles.
Gilles?
George Gilles. G-I-L-L-E-S.
It's still perfect for 50s New York, where, you know, yelling something out of turn will get you punched square in the nose. It's going to be the whole movie.
Looks like I said the wrong thing again. I don't know what gets into me sometimes. She's not trouble. I'm trouble.
Ay, ay, ay. Right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Playboy Playmate Karen McDougal.
I don't know her.
Well,
actually,
if you watch
it, I don't know any Playmates because I haven't looked at a Playboy in forever.
She 1998 Playboy Playmate of the Year. So she's one of the women claiming to have had an affair with Donald Trump. She was on Anderson Cooper yesterday.
Well, so he was, when you say affair, so he was married. They didn't date. He was married, and she did him.
She was doing, she said, she actually started crying. She got all misty on the show, like talking about how much, how they were in love. Mm. We would say, I love you to each other. We had pet names for each other. She was in love with Donald Trump.
Oh, boy.
So she got all emotional talking about her relationship with Donald Trump. She admits she knew it was wrong. But they were in love. She said, '06 is when this alleged affair happened. She says she's sorry for what she did. She felt guilty about it, but she put the guilt aside because she was having fun and truly believed they had a meaningful thing going. Karen claims she and Trump were much more than sex partners. They said, I love you frequently. He had lovely nicknames for her. Earlier in the interview, she reiterated one of her previous claims that Trump tried to pay her money for sex. She said she declined, and it made her sad because she couldn't believe he thought of her that way, and she cried the whole ride home. You know, she's a hottie. Here's a couple pictures of her back in the day. She's still an attractive woman. Is this the woman that she says the National Enquirer bought her story from her and then didn't run it? And she wasn't allowed to talk. They had paid her $150,000. Mm-hmm. And she says, they basically bought my silence. Like, I wasn't allowed to talk because they had this story they were going to run. So now she's, I don't know if she'll be in trouble, but she's breaking her silence because she was on last night.
Hey, back to Tourette's. It's named after the guy. The guy's last name is Gilles de la Tourette.
Oh.
So he has a super long last name. Mm-hmm.
George Gilles de la Tourette.
That's right. That's his name.
Those French and their words.
It's too long.
Well, I'm sure when someone who knows how to say it says it, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. French is a beautiful language. Mm. You don't think so?
No, it's great.
Oh, God, I think it's absolutely gorgeous.
Paris is beautiful. Vinny, I hope you make it to Paris with your soon-to-be wife / fiance / roommate.
Well, when his kids get a little older, he'll want to show them the world. I mean, that I would think Italy would be a no-brainer. And
I'm probably going to have to travel now, yeah.
Oh, you poor thing. honey, I didn't realize it was going to be a sad thing.
It's not really my bag, but yeah, it looks like that's probably going to have to happen.
You'll see everything. Vinny and his girls.
I don't
know. I know.
Oh boy.
Shine, shimmering, splendid.
Tell me, princess,
did you last your heart?
Boy, this took a turn, didn't it? How'd this turn on me? I was about to say, I like French porn. And now we're here. Great.
Go, human.
Sideways and under on this magic carpet ride, a whole new world.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Want to tell us know where to go? Say, I'm only dreaming. Whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes. Buffalo Bills receiver Zay Jones is not going to get charged with vandalism. I don't have a whole. I just am updating it here.
Well, you can probably cover the costs of what went down, right. But we still don't know what he was suffering from.
The LA County DA is actually saying there was insufficient evidence to charge him.
Were they in an apartment or a hotel?
It looks like an apartment building. It sounds like it was either his brother and his brother's girlfriend's apartment or just his brother's girlfriend's apartment.
Yeah.
But the window that he kicked in was in, it looked like it was one of those elevator lobbies. Uh-huh. So it had windows to the outside, but it was a public space. He kicked his foot. It looks like he kicked more than one window, too. They're both damaged. But one has a big hole in it. And usually in high-rises, like a bullet can't break that window. So I don't know. You know, this kid is, I mean, he is a football player. I don't know.
Superhuman powers.
I guess so. You know, you get that burst of strength.
But Angel then he tried dust to, strength.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, okay, maybe exactly. He's, but and he was naked. I mean, there's some great video of him just being naked and crazy.
You liked it?
By that, I mean tragic.
Oh.
Blood was everywhere in this lobby. The guy's trying to squeeze himself out into the abyss. But he's not going to get charged with vandalism. So that's who knows what else he'll get charged with. But he's or what even was the cause of this whole thing. But there's just a little update. Sean Penn has a book coming out, so he's out doing some interviews. This is his debut novel, Bob Honey, Who Just Do Stuff.
What?
We've talked about this before. He had said, I'm writing a novel. I think it might have already even been released as an audiobook, and now it's coming out in actual book form.
So that's where he's been, writing a book?
He's talking about that, too. He's not into acting anymore. He says acting can be great when you're working with good actors or good directors or good writing as an exercise, but doesn't have a lasting value. Maybe I can make an argument intellectually, but I don't have a visceral. I'm not in love with that anymore. What he's really into now is writing. He says the book covers everything from Sean Penn's disdain for our current commander-in-chief and his disgust with the, quote, toddler's crusade of the hashtag MeToo movement. And he's saying this book is not for everyone. You know, some people are going to get this book and some people are not going to get this book. Some people, I think, will really enjoy it. Others will loathe it. And that is really what I'd like to say about me, you know. So if you love all things Sean Penn, maybe this is for you. Maybe not. Sounds like he offends all people.
Yeah.
Right. Equal opportunity offender.
That's one of those things. It's easy to, you know, pop off. But can you take the criticism? So we'll see. If he's really that thick-skinned and can not give one bleep.
Right. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, actually, France does make the news for a different reason this morning. Mm. Also, how much your password sell for on the dark web.
Oh. I hope mine is pricey, at least.
And I never did do that phoneless vacation story, did I?
No, you didn't.
Right. Mm. We'll get to that, too. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. It's Friday. The sun is out already. And we've got tickets for Leon Bridges' Good Thing Tour with special guest Masego coming to the Greek Theater at UC Berkeley on Friday, September 7th. The tickets go on sale next Friday at 10 a.m. at apeconcerts.com, apeconcerts.com. But we'll take call number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. You win a pair of tickets to be Alice's guest at the Leon Bridges Show. Call now. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started. So we'll begin with the March for Our Lives, which is tomorrow. And I believe that is the protest, the gun protest that was put together by the kids at Parkland High School that were part of the...
Well, their school got shot up.
Right. The attack, I guess you'd call that. Also, I wanted to mention something that's happening starting today. It's called Operation Surf. It's happening in Capitola from, let me get this right, today through the 25th, and then at Cowles in Santa Cruz, the 26th and 27th. Operation Surf is an event to support the men and women who've sacrificed to protect our freedom. Severely wounded active duty and veteran service members from various branches learn to surf.
Oh.
So they go out, and a bunch of people, local people, donate their time. So I happen to know the Davidsons are going to be out there. Their whole family's doing a day.
Oh.
The McCutcheons, we were at dinner at their house, and Brian's like, yeah, I'm working it.
So a service person can go down there, and these locals will help them get the right equipment and take them out for a little lesson.
To help them get out and get in the water. They say that surfing helps people who suffer from PTSD, from depression, all kinds of things end up coming from their surf adventure.
Oh, that's great.
So it's a really great cause, and they have music. They have bands out there.
Oh, that is
so it's
cool.
A whole festival
It's a
happening.
Whole thing where the community says thank you for what they've done, and they get a chance to hopefully benefit from their time in the water.
Oh, that's
pretty
great.
Neat. So Operation Surf this weekend in Santa Cruz. All right. Next thing. There was a terror attack in France. As France came up this morning, I went, oh boy, I didn't even get to that story yet. Two people have been killed, a dozen hurt. Actually, now, according to your latest news brief.
The feed from CNN.
There's a third
said,
dead, and that's the terrorist.
Right.
So they have, in fact, taken care of the situation. An armed man took hostages in a supermarket in southern France, killing two, injuring about a dozen others. And they say he had earlier opened fire on officers nearby. So, and last I had was the attacker was still in the supermarket, but you have, they've now...
This was New York Post 30 minutes ago. Gunman who pledged allegiance to ISIS is killed after a deadly France attack.
Oh, okay. So that's the latest there. Here's how much your Facebook, PayPal, and Gmail password sell for on the dark web.
Okay. PayPal seems like it would be the expensive one.
You're right. It's super expensive, actually. It's almost $250.
Oh.
Your PayPal password. It's big.
Mine's not worth it, you guys. Get Elon Musk's.
Your Gmail password is only worth $1.
Oh.
Your Facebook password is worth $5.20. This is on the dark web. You'd have to know how to find that, of course.
Yeah.
But there have been so many breaches and so many companies getting hacked that you truly find yourself going, it's all out there, right? I was part of the LinkedIn one. I wasn't part of the Yahoo one, I don't think. But I was definitely part of the Equifax.
Well, were you for sure?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I was or not, but I froze all those accounts.
I had to do that too.
Yeah. I did it just because... It just seemed like the thing to do. If anyone tries to open up an account, now they won't be able to.
Right. Including you.
Including me. Right. But I have the passwords, which are available on the dark web for purchase, so that I can unfreeze my accounts.
Your Grubhub password's $9. Your Uber password, $7. Your entire online identity, including bank logins and PINs, is worth $1,200.
No.
But that allows them to do
whatever they
so
want.
Much havoc
Take
on your life.
Take all your money.
That it's probably worth the investment.
Sure. Find someone you know has more than $1,200 in the bank. That sucks. That sucks to hear.
Yeah. Well, it's there's a whole other thing that... I wonder what the percentage of us is that has any idea. I mean, I kind of have some idea how to get on the dark web. There's something you download that allows you access. And I'm sure, after ruining a few computers and getting in all kinds of data trouble, right, that I would find my way there. But
with our luck, Vinny, we'd download this thing you need and it would be like, thanks for all your passwords.
Yeah, you've just been hacked,
donkey.
Dummy. Right. I agree. That's why I wouldn't even consider doing it just to see. Because sometimes I've done stuff online just to see.
Right. But getting on the dark web seems dangerous.
I'm not. Mm-mm. Nope.
I'm going to get on the dark web. I'm going to buy one Bitcoin.
What do you think? 99% of us have not been on the dark web?
I bet it's 99 point whatever number.
It's that small of a percentage.
I think it's tiny. Who's into that? You know?
Well... Not us, that's for sure. We're not the demographic, but I have to believe a lot more people are than...
I don't know.
Of a certain age. Let me ask you a question.
I don't know, and I don't want to know. I'm praying the kid
please
doesn't...
Please text your boy and ask him if he's ever been on the dark web.
All right.
He's a hacker. He has to have. I bet you've got two portals in your own house that lead to the dark web.
I don't
web.
Even realize... the show wants to know.
Oh, this is fun.
You have ever been.
We always
on.
Write my girlfriend. It's so great to be writing someone other than her.
Right. The dark web.
And right, we met you first.
What's this?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense with him, does it?
I'm not sure what you.
That's what Hooman That's always what writes Hooman to Christina. To, yeah. We've known him longer.
Oh, I've known him the longest.
actually, we've known you longer. We've known Sarah longer.
Yes, you've known me longer than my kids have.
Yes.
Yes. Not Bryn. Bryn's known me less. And actually, I think Hooman's known me longer than my kids.
Ha ha!
If it counts that your kid was still in your belly, then the older one has known you longer.
Oh.
I've known you longer.
Oh, I was pregnant when you met me?
You had just given birth. You were just back from maternity leave.
That was the first time I ever met you?
What year was he born? 97?
99.
Oh, he was born 99? I met you in 99.
No.
I met you August 25th, 1999.
Then he already knew me. He was out by then.
A travel company called Off the Grid is selling phoneless vacation packages. Can't we just do anything for ourselves? Turn your phone off, throw it in your nightstand, and go on vacation. That's a phoneless...
Nobody can do that. They have to have someone there with a phone in case there's an emergency, Vinny.
Well, I have to take pictures with my phone, too. Right.
When you go on one of those trips.
Email them to me. Take pictures of that.
No phones are allowed. And all their vacations sold out almost immediately.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Their trips cost slightly more than what the trips would cost through a normal agency. Their 8-day tour of Portugal would be $1,800 for two people versus $1,700 through Groupon. This is sad that we need someone to...
That seems pretty reasonable for an 8-day tour of Portugal.
Well, you probably got to get there, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess. It's like, that seems like a total bargain.
I'd love to go to Portugal.
Oh, my God.
Me too.
I'd go surf that whole place.
Oh, that didn't even occur to me.
What are you talking about?
I thought I would just eat my way through Portugal.
Eat?
It's supposed to be
beautiful.
You can
eat here.
Yeah, I want just the experience.
Of eating in Portugal.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
You think they got different forks there?
No, but I bet you the food is great. They say the seafood there is amazing.
Huh, really?
That's what they say.
All right.
And it's supposed to be gorgeous, gloriously beautiful, and old. Mm.
Okay. I'll just go surfing.
Yeah, I'll be on the tour.
Well.
I'll meet you at dinner.
My next story leads to it's right up your alley. The happiest moments of our day are when we're eating.
Oh, really?
More happy than when you're sleeping? So happy.
Apparently.
I thought it'd be something like when you're off work.
Yeah, I have a few like moments that stick out in every, like my first sip of coffee in the morning is actually a very, it's going to be all right moment.
Friday at 4:30 at like, if you're at a happy hour, is so sweet. What a sweet moment that is.
Because you have the whole weekend ahead.
You have the whole weekend and it feels like Friday. There you are with drinks, looking
at the
bay.
Everybody's in a good mood. Oh, you're looking at the bay? Boy.
Yeah.
You picked a good spot.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it in my house.
Where do you go for happy hour? Yeah, he goes at 4:30 with a mojito.
Oh my God, a mojito.
The best drink. Yeah, well, I don't know that part, but you know, just hanging out with friends. And
who are you hanging out with today at 4:30? And where are you meeting them?
Well, today is the kickoff of the Sonoma International Film Festival.
Oh, so you're going up to beautiful wine country.
What do you mean? Anyway, I'm gonna support independent filmmakers and hang out with a bunch of
you're amazing. You never stop.
Important people.
Of course.
Oh, God.
You're sick.
He doesn't even know
you make me sick.
You better be able to hook
my
brother up
with a job. I'm going
to
have a mojito in my hand. I can't stand you.
God, that sounds dreamy.
I know. It's gonna be dreamy.
According to a new survey, 76% of people say that on the average day, their happiest moments are when they're eating. Mm.
I don't find those to be particularly more. I actually do love dinner because, you know, everybody who lives at my house currently comes and sits down and we talk about our day, and that's kind of nice. My happiest moment is the coffee.
In the morning?
The seeing you guys. I don't know. Like, I have a couple good moments in here usually every day. I like getting home from work, too. Like, getting there, put your stuff down,
look around, see what's going on.
A
bowl off the shelf from your collection of bowls.
Yep, and then
I'm
fill it with
out
cereal
of you today.
Yeah,
Mister.
Have a bowl of cereal.
My happiest moment is when I'm walking down. I take the elevator down, and walk down the stairs.
Oh,
like, ooh,
Another show under our belts.
Uh-huh.
I know. There's a good
That's
feeling.
That's your happiest moment, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When I'm she gets surprised. Rid of us.
It's not because work is so terrible or anything. It's just like, I feel free.
You put in a day and,
hey,
yeah.
work
and
is
you're
work.
Done.
Yeah.
There's no question that, you know, people work so that they can do the other things in their life that are fun.
Say the story from yesterday going down the elevator.
Oh, what's the story?
Oh, my God.
You got to say it.
It's so cool.
I'll let Hooman say it.
All right, so yesterday, you know, the show was a little frantic. We had producers of the day where, you know, there's a lot going on.
Oh, those ladies were nice.
Very nice.
Yep. Beautiful day. Yep. But, you know, we're thinking about a lot of things. And Yuzette's alarm goes off at night, and she goes, Hooman, I have meetings today. Can you feed my meter this time? And then I'm going
to... So I can feed it the next time.
The next time.
You know, you can only do it once for 2 hours.
Like, no problem, Yuzette. I'm happy to. You're such a wonderful, beautiful person. Whatever you need. So I feed her meter.
Shame!
And then a couple hours later, she feeds her meter. And then her, Yuzette, and Bryn decide to leave the station together. And Bryn walks Yuzette to her car. And she walks to one meter and goes, oh, I guess I didn't park here.
Where's my car?
Where's my car?
Where's my
car? And then she looks across the street where she parks again. She goes, my car isn't here either.
Because Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I park on one meter, yeah. And then Tuesday, Thursday, I park on the other side of the street because of street cleaning for the other meter.
So then Bryn's like,
what day is it? What day is it? Oh, my God, what day is it? I'm like, oh, what day is it? I'm looking at I don't know. It's Wednesday.
So they go to a homeless guy. What day is it?
Oh, boy.
They stop a stranger in the street. So then what happens, Yuzette?
Bryn?
So we thought she paid the wrong meter. Maybe she got a ticket. Or she got towed.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
But then what happened?
Then what, Yuzi?
And then I go, oh, I took Uber in.
She forgot.
Because it was raining so hard yesterday. And it was sunny outside, so I wasn't making a connection that I took Uber in. I was so freaked out. It took me a while to get over that because I was just like, my mind was blown. Was
Did
so
you wind
stupid.
Up asking Bryn for a ride home?
No, I took an Uber home.
Oh, my God.
No, but it scared the heck out of me, man. Where's my car?
What day is it?
I can't even pull out what day it was. Yeah, I had that moment of where am I? What is happening to me right now?
So for 20% of the people who say eating's the best part of their day, for 20% of them, it's even more enjoyable than doing it.
Oh, I didn't even doing it didn't.
Yeah, you know what? As you guys start talking all the time, I think this is such a window into a lady's world. Sex doesn't even come up.
Nope.
At all. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Not a hint, not even a wink at it. Like, well, you know, if I'm not doing it that day or anything, nothing. Zero.
Yeah. I'm always glad when that's over. That's a happy moment.
Oh. Did your duty.
Yep, did my duty. Satisfied that. I'm going to do him today. Today's our definite day,
mm-hmm.
And if we get another one in at some point over the week, that's just gravy, but today's our day. We do it today.
Nice.
Yeah.
The 10 foods.
Well, I shave everything today. So,
oh, is that? Know, oh,
gotta
I see.
Get them while it's all fresh.
What?
Everything happened. Everything's fresh and...
You do that at 4 in the morning, or you go home and clean up after?
Yeah, we'll do whatever we're going to do today, and then when we get cleaned up for dinner or whatever we're going to do, like, that's the full shower, everything gets shaved.
Oh, and then?
Yeah, my armpits,
the winking
my legs.
Starts. Mm-hmm. From across the table.
It starts in the shower.
Oh.
I'll what? Get cleaned up.
All right.
It is a little scary after a whole week. I definitely have winter legs going right now. The more hair I take off, the more I sound human.
You know, I swear, such a boy moment. I actually saw that in my head and went, no, I'm still in. Let me in there. Yeah. Door opens and... I'm going to figure this out.
My kid, I think, is sleeping. So.
Oh, he's not answering.
Come on.
Well, he's in the middle of his midterm, so he's, you know, I'm sure.
What about, right.
He's got to be. On the dark web, please.
Oh, really?
No way. He's sleeping. He's at school now.
He's most likely to be on the dark web.
That kid. He's a good boy.
That doesn't make you a no, bad boy. You're a bad boy,
you're a bad boy if you're on the dark web.
Bad boy.
Nobody's messing.
Christ.
What you it's gonna Friday. What you gonna do?
Forget it.
I thought he was gonna play it. Help me out, bro. Help a brother out.
What's coming up?
Happy Friday, everyone. Coming up in the Celebrity Trash. New albums. It's an okay day for music. We'll zip right through this, and then we'll have some other stuff. Oh, and in the 8 o'clock hour, Adam Ferreira is joining us. He's going to be here at about 8:30. He's playing at Cobb's this weekend, so we're going to meet him and hang out with him and find out what he's all about, too.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.